Welcome back to Second and Short. It is Monday, January 20th, 2025. The NFL divisional round is wrapping up right now. We've just started the second half of Bills-Ravens. Everybody knows what already happened on Saturday. Sunday has been amazing. The whole divisional round has been unbelievable. More than we could have ever asked for. Much better than all the blowout victories that we had in the wild card round. There have been a couple of big MLB moves as well this week. Roki Sasaki found his home. Nobody is surprised that he is a Dodger. Some other guys, maybe you're surprised they're a Dodger, but we'll talk about it. And we've got Ohio State and Notre Dame facing off in the college football playoff national championship game tonight, as you're listening to it, in Atlanta, which has been quite hectic. Downtown has been a mess this weekend. If anybody spent any time down there, I'm sorry, because it is horrible. Yeah, we've got that to talk about, of course. And also, maybe it'll give us a little bit of a chance to look back on the college football playoff format. I think maybe we'll do that for the Pro Bowl week, because I think we're boycotting Pro Bowl. Yeah. The last couple of years, we've tried to talk about it. There's nothing to talk about.
Until they start hitting each other again, there's nothing to talk about for the Pro Bowl.
So we're just going to totally neglect the Pro Bowl and probably just talk about our opinions on the college football playoff. But I don't know. We'll see. We'll cross that bridge when we get there. Colin, how you doing today?
Doing great.
That's good. That's good. I would like to talk about this headline before we get into anything. The Falcons hired former Jets interim head coach and defensive coordinator Jeff Ulbrich as their new defensive coordinator. He was a guy that made a lot of sense because from 2015 to 2019, he was the linebackers coach for the Falcons under Dan Quinn, and Raheem Morris was the DC. When Raheem Morris took over as interim head coach when Dan Quinn got fired in 2020, Ulbrich was already an assistant head coach and the linebackers coach, and then also was the interim DC that year filling in. So Ulbrich makes a lot of sense. He's coached one of the best defenses in the league since 2022. So I like the hire. Everybody's like, oh no, is this going to be 2020 again? No.
Hopefully.
Look at the talent on the field that we're dealing with. Yes, the coaching staff is very similar, but the talent on display is unbelievable. Especially compared to 2020. I love the hire. Make sure you guys are subscribed here on YouTube before we get into anything. Make sure you turn on post notifications. Like this video. Comment your college football playoff national championship prediction. And we know Colin's prediction, but we'll talk about that at the end of the episode. If you're on the podcast platforms, rate 5 stars. Give us a follow. And follow us on Instagram. Follow us on TikTok. The last time we were here was before the TikTok ban. Mm. And then TikTok got banned for 16 hours. And then it came back. So TikTok's back. So follow us on TikTok.
Unless you deleted the app, then unfortunately, I don't think you can get it back.
Which is what Colin did, by the way. I could never. I was literally like, I knew it got banned because it got banned while I was scrolling on TikTok. I was trying to savor my last doom scroll ever. And I was about 3 hours deep on TikTok. And
that's crazy. I'm sorry. That's my crazy
weekly average, about 15 hours on TikTok.
Brother.
Every week. Dude, it's the curse of not living at home. That's where most people live. Working from home.
I mainly use
When I work from home, sorry to cut you off, but when I work from home, I just find myself just like pick up the phone, TikTok. And then I'm stuck.
I mainly use it when I need to go to the bathroom.
Yeah. Yeah. Watch them in the bathroom. Watch them while, like, every single time a football game goes to commercial break, TikTok. Like, it's just right there. And it's so, like, customized to what I want to see. That's the amazing part. I built my For You page. And
can't let that shit die.
Yeah, exactly. So I was in the middle of this doom scroll, and then I go to swipe, nothing happens.
You got that little
notification? No, so the notification didn't pop up, but nothing would load. And I was like, fuck. So I restart the app, then I get the little notification. And then about 2 minutes later, the football game went to commercial.
And you had no idea what
to do. No, immediately clicked on TikTok, and I was like, fuck. Then I did it 2 more times last night,
dude,
where I clicked on TikTok, and I was like, damn it.
That's what I did all day today. Like, I get in the car before I drive. I spend like 5 minutes. Usually that's when I scroll through.
Yeah.
Couldn't do that. So I just went through Instagram Reels.
Instagram Reels is way more like, for some reason, it pulls me in way worse.
Yeah.
Like when I do watch Instagram Reels, I watch like 1,000 of them at once. I can't just like sit there, do like a couple of swipes and then be done.
Also underrated Facebook Reels too.
Nah, I'm not dipping my toe that far.
You want to talk about some real adult shit, bro?
Yeah, Facebook TikTok's back. So follow us on TikTok and join the Second and Short subreddit. r/2andandshort.
Good pass.
Let's go ahead and talk about the NFL divisional round. We'll follow it up with the MLB offseason and college football playoff national championship. Maybe some games at the end. We don't have too much to talk about today. But starting off with the NFL divisional round, and we start with Texans 14, Chiefs 23. Who would have guessed?
Texans Nobody 14, Chiefs and refs 23.
Yes, correct. Fun stat here. The Chiefs are undefeated when Clay Martin is refereeing their games. 7-0. When Clay Martin is refereeing for the Chiefs. No wonder Patrick Mahomes has been to 7 straight AFC championships now. He's only been the starter of the Chiefs for 7 years, which doesn't seem right. I feel like Patrick Mahomes has been around forever. I don't know why it doesn't seem like 7 is that many, but 7 straight AFC championships. We got some lame-ass calls by these refs, by like the roughing the passer, horrible. The unnecessary roughness call. I've got a whole Twitter thread that we're going to go through in a second. Props to Kelsey, first player with 9 postseason 100-plus receiving yard games. That's insane. Almost like all the primary receiving categories, he's second place all-time in all of them for the postseason, only behind Jerry Rice.
But dude shows out in the playoffs. Yes.
Yeah. He actually, I believe, had his longest playoff reception. In this game.
Was it that 40-something
yard? Yeah, 49-yard reception. He had a 7 receptions, 117.
He was dragging like 2 dudes trying to get to the end zone.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Travis Kelce went nuclear in this game. Texans, the first team in NFL postseason history to outgain their opponent by 100-plus yards, commit no turnovers, and still lose the game. Before that, teams were 49-0 in the playoffs when that happens.
Interesting.
Yeah, it's crazy how that happens. Now, you do also have to put a little bit of blame on the special teams. First of all, Kymie Fairbairn was horrible.
Yeah.
Absolutely horrible.
Sayonara, buddy.
Yeah, 2 missed field goals, missed extra point, just horrible, bad dog shit. You also had the guy who threw his helmet off on the field. On the punt team, I believe, and then proceeded to run over to the sideline and push the special teams coach.
That was the opening
kickoff. Oh, the opening kickoff. My bad. Yeah, he threw his helmet off on the field and then proceeded to push the special teams coordinator or coach. I'm not sure who it was, but that's a good way to never play football ever again.
You're never touching the field on the NFL.
Yeah, you're already a special teamer. Like, pack it up, dude.
No one wants that.
No. Welcome to... the CFL. Better learn Canadian, buddy.
Now he joined Team CTE ESPN.
Yeah, he's going to be with John Gruden at the FFCA soon. Yeah, that guy's got to be an idiot. Let's go through these bad calls.
Also, CJ Stroud got sacked like 8 times.
Yeah, that's not surprising. Less than Sam Darnold. So yeah, first one, they're roughing the passer. Bad call. It was bang, bang. And didn't really launch at the head. I know he went helmet to face mask, but everybody on the call said that was a bad call. Aikman hated it. I know that.
Yeah.
Next, you have the very obvious hip drop tackle.
The definition of a
hip drop tackle on Dalton Schultz. A bunch of these happened to Dalton Schultz in this game for some weird reason. But yeah, very obvious hip drop tackle right there. That was missed. You also have the flop for the late hit.
This was hilarious.
Yeah.
I don't think they got this one. Like I don't
Oh,
think,
they didn't get
I
that?
Okay. I don't think they actually called it.
Okay. I thought they had gotten the late hit, but I wasn't sure. But they did get the late hit on the late slide on purpose. He slid backwards, too, which Baker Mayfield does all the time. He never gets that call. I would like to point that because I talked about how Baker does this all the time. He doesn't ever get the call, though. Mahomes literally slid backwards or sideways and barely got hit, by the way, and they call it. Next one, the offensive pass interference on Dalton Schultz was absolute BS. Nothing he could do there at all. Just trying to run his route, and the guy just stays on him. You can't do anything. They missed a hold on Juwan Taylor.
What? Juwan Taylor holding?
Yeah, what a surprise, what? Right? How could you miss it? He does it all the time. Yeah, just an obvious hold. You have a missed roughing the passer on C.J. Stroud, where at the end of the play, Justin Reed just clearly pushes him over after the throw's released, which the whole thing is you can put your hands on him, but you can't finish the play, and he finished the play. They called, I don't know who this was that caught the pass, but they called him short. Didn't seem like he was necessarily short. Hutchinson gets called short. It was super close, but it seemed like they went off of the line and not the pylon. I don't know. We can move to the next one though. Yeah.
For y'all wondering, we're on reason number 9.
Yeah.
Right now.
Yeah. So that's the same late hit call. I'm not sure why they put that one in there twice.
Yeah, they lit each other up. Didn't even.
And
touch
then another obvious holding on Juwan Taylor, of course. Actually, that one might be the same one too. ML Football is an unreliable source. I'll say that, but yeah. And then you had like every single player from the Texans complaining about it after the game.
I would.
Yeah, definitely. And then like, what's his name? Justin Watson, I think, the corner for the Chiefs.
No, he's a wide receiver. I thought.
Oh, something Watson, Jalen Watson, maybe. That tweeted out after the game being like, wish people could just lose, like take their losses or whatever. I don't remember what he said, but it was something stupid. But like,
if it was something Watson.
You stole a win. Yeah, Jalen Watson. You had one tackle, buddy. Shut up. anything else for this game? I think like Joe Mixon had a good, I guess we can talk about performances. Joe Mixon had a good one.
The Texans offense played phenomenal.
Yeah, Texans offense was great. I thought Mixon was going to get shut down. He has been recently. Amazing.
He tore it up, bro.
Yeah, amazing. And then, like, of course, they had to throw the ball. You also, bad beat. The line was kind of all over the place, but some sportsbooks had 9.5.
Oh.
Some had 8.5. Some had 10. Yeah, you have an intentional safety at the end of the game by Matt Araiza, I believe, runs it out the back. Yeah.
You can't tell me this shit's not scripted, bro.
Yeah, that was a big-time bad beat. Makes it a 9-point game. Some sportsbooks still had 9.5 at the start of the game. Or it opened at 9.5. I think it ended up closing at 8.5. So some people got 9, some people got 8, and some people got fucked.
A lot of people got fucked.
Yeah, a lot of people getting fucked on that one. But the whole world, except for Missouri and Missouri and Kansas got fucked because the Chiefs won again.
Yeah.
It sucks. So the Chiefs move on to the seventh straight.
Were they the number one?
Yeah, they're a one seed.
So they're hosting again.
Yes, they will, of course, be hosting. It's just the AFC Invitational at Arrowhead Stadium.
There's only one man we can call on to save us. Yeah, Josh Allen.
We'll see. That game's still going. Let's talk about the second game on Saturday night. Commanders 45.
Before you say anything, sorry. Just so y'all know, I went to bed at 8 o'clock this last night, so I did not watch.
Okay, well, I watched pretty much the entire game. I was getting ready for bed at the end of it, but I paid attention to everything that mattered. Commanders 45, Lions 31. Jaden Daniels, 22 for 31, 299, 2 touchdowns, no picks, no sacks. Brian Robinson on the ground, 15 carries, 77 yards, 2 touchdowns. Jaden Daniels on the ground, 16 carries, 51 yards. Eckler had a good day on the ground, too. 6 carries, 47. He had some receiving yards as well. And a Jeremy McNichols touchdown. The Commanders are so awesome. 28-point second quarter to go into the half up 31-21. This game's total, I believe, was somewhere around 54, 55 and a half. At halftime, we were at 52. Unbelievable game all the way through. The Lions kept this thing close all the way down to the wire. The Commanders keep pulling away with it. And then in the fourth quarter, a perfect fourth quarter by Jaden Daniels sets up a monumental victory. Monumental? I don't know. Victory for the Commanders. Their first time back in the AFC Championship game since, I believe, the early 90s. Now the Cowboys have the longest stretch without making the NFC Championship game, which is 29 years. After them, it's the Bears at 14 years. So the Cowboys still crying. And you should probably continue crying because the Eagles won the game as well today. But we'll get to that in a second.
Jaden Daniels now has as many playoff wins as Dak Prescott.
Fun. Jaden Daniels also in these playoffs has more playoff wins than he has negative plays, which would be sacks, interceptions, fumbles.
The Steelers are the only team to not win a playoff game while TikTok was a thing.
Steelers?
Yep.
Oh, interesting.
TikTok's been around for 8 years, and the Steelers have not won a playoff game in 8 years, but every other team has.
Yeah, shout out.
They still have a chance, though, now.
Shout out the Lions and TikTok for getting eliminated by Washington.
Damn. Will one come back?
One
so
already
far,
did.
Yes.
The Lions, I don't think they will, because by the end of the week, Ben Johnson and Aaron Glenn will be head coaches somewhere else. So, no, they won't come back.
Hey, Dan Campbell did say he'd see Kevin O'Connell
in a couple weeks. That is true. They might see each other
in Cancun.
Yeah, they might see each other in Cancun.
Did Dan Campbell die by the fourth down?
I don't think they really got into too many positions to go for it on fourth, at least to my recollection.
He was 2 for 2.
Yeah, 2 for 2. Commanders were 3 for 4, so shout out Cliff Kingsbury and his play calling. Ben Johnson's play calling, still top tier. The Jameson Williams touchdown, the Jameson Williams interception.
Nathan, are you able to pull up those clips at all?
Yeah, definitely need to see the...
Just because I didn't watch any of it.
Yeah. We'll talk about Jameson Williams first.
I didn't have TikTok, so I couldn't see the plays either.
Yeah. Jameson Williams scored a touchdown and then just fucked the ground. Yeah, he fucked the earth.
Now that I did see.
Yeah, that was absolutely hilarious.
That was so good, I even saw it on Facebook.
Yeah.
Sorry, for all you listeners, I love Facebook.
Yeah. Yeah, the Jeremy McNichols touchdown pretty well iced the game there in the fourth quarter. This is one that certainly won't be on ESPN, but I would like you to pull up so you can see it. I already showed it to Colin. Amik Robertson, one of the most gruesome broken arms I've ever seen. Unbelievably disgusting.
What the fuck?
Yeah, double pass.
Oh, was this the pick?
Yeah, that was the pick. But I would like to see the shuffle pass or shovel pass. Saint Ristil had both picks in this game, by the way.
That's
the one off
Goff too.
And the one
right?
off of Jameson Williams. I believe so. Amon-Ra St. Brown had an insane game. 8 receptions, 137.
Yep. So and you can tell Marshawn Lattimore wasn't on him.
Yeah, and some of those yards for Amon-Ra came on what was maybe the most creative play I've ever seen in NFL history. Tom Brady even acknowledged it on this. Oh, yeah, so they did like a double jet sweep for that Jameson Williams touchdown where he... What?
This doesn't work for Boston College.
No? How did you guys' game go on Thursday? Did you guys play?
Oh, the reverse? Bro, the reverse is the worst play in the playbook.
I think we averaged -6 yards when running reverse. Wow. We did just switch up the playbook.
Oh, but we got some... We just brought in some new running backs.
Oh, we did.
Oh, let me tell you, bro.
Oh, they are nasty.
Talk about Jahmyr Gibbs and David Montgomery. On crack.
Yeah, so speaking of Jahmyr Gibbs, can you pull up that that shovel pass? You'll probably have to pull it up on Twitter, but... So, Jahmyr Gibbs in the backfield, Jared Goff in the pocket, or in the shotgun, snaps to Jared Goff, does a toss play back to Jahmyr Gibbs. As soon as Jahmyr Gibbs catches it, the defensive line is coming right at him. Shovel pass to Amon-Ra St. Brown. I think that was his 34 yards on his long in the game. Absolutely unreal. Look to that play. Like Tom Brady said, he's never seen a play call like that ever in the NFL. It was amazing. Ben Johnson was emptying his bag when he knew that they were going to lose this game.
He was putting out his resume.
Yeah, exactly. But he also needed to make sure he played bad enough to be like, hey, look, Bears, Jets, Jags, you don't need to hire me.
You don't need me. I'm not.
Was it only 19 yards?
I'm not head coach material.
Yeah, and I was really hoping Amon-Ra St. Brown got into the end zone on that play because I would have won a parlay.
Oh, darn.
It is a big oh, darn moment.
Why did Jahmyr Gibbs have 11 targets?
He was, Jared Goff was getting pressed. Washington's defense really stepped up. I know they gave up 31 points, but for the Commanders, this defensive showing was awesome. They put pressure on Jared Goff a lot and made him throw to Jahmyr Gibbs a lot. Shout out Alex Anzalone for 12 solo tackles. That's unreal.
Yeah, that's
2 tackles for loss as well.
That's insane.
2 sacks for Dorrance Armstrong.
Nice. Yeah, so we got the Commanders in the NFC Championship.
Yeah, Commanders. Moving on. Shout out. Jaden Daniels is unbelievable. Really is.
I hope he wins it all.
Yeah. What a fumble by Arizona State. If you didn't have Herm Edwards as your head coach, Jaden Daniels stays at Arizona State, plays fine, and then gets to the league and does whatever, but instead they let him get to LSU.
Yeah, but going to LSU is probably the best thing for him.
Oh, definitely.
Getting the Heisman.
Yeah.
Now first year in the league and you're...
going to win the Super Bowl.
Yeah, you're playing for a spot in the Super Bowl, one game at a time, Grayson.
Yeah, I know. They're one win away from a Super Bowl appearance, which is unbelievable. But, Jaden, I don't want to get your hopes up, but if you do make it to the Super Bowl, keep in mind that Dan Quinn's your head coach. Mm. From a Falcons fan, keep in mind that Dan Quinn is your head coach.
Don't go up 28-3.
Yeah, do not, dude, if the Commanders get to the Super Bowl and go up 28-3, we all know how it's going. I'm putting in a live bet.
Dude, they're gonna put the camera on Dan Quinn, and he's just going to be like...
Yeah, he's going to lock the owner in his box. He's not getting out of that box at all. Because if Josh Harris steps foot on that sideline, which Tom Brady made a joke about in this game, by the way, he was like, I know Dan Quinn doesn't like when the owner gets on the field. Mm. Yeah, that one bothers me,
fuck
too.
Fuck you, Tom.
My weekly reminder that I don't think Tom Brady is very good in the booth, despite the good reviews from that playoff game that people were giving. I don't think he's very good at it. Yeah, that's it for Commanders Lions. Yeah. Nathan, do you have the shovel pass to show to Colin?
Seems like he's struggling a little bit. We can give him time.
Yeah, we'll give him a second if he wants to pull it up.
One.
I was looking for a funny tweet I had seen earlier, but I couldn't find it.
Yeah, shout out to De'Ami Brown as well. He had 98 receiving yards in this game. Yeah. Check. What the hell did you do, bro? All right. This is unbelievable.
Whoa.
Unreal. And it worked perfectly.
That's kind of crazy. I bet if he would have cut like toward the sideline, he probably could have gotten the end zone.
Yeah.
Instead of just running the seam.
Trust me, I was freaking out.
Why is DeMar Hamlin trending on Twitter right now?
Because he's playing.
Why are the Braves trending on Twitter?
Because they're having like a historically bad offseason. We're going to talk about in just a minute. Next game, Sunday, the game that happened just a couple of hours ago, Rams 22, Eagles 28.
Gotcha. So Saquon Barkley, 28, yep. Rams 22.
Yes. Matthew Stafford, 22. Well, Kyron Williams had a great day as well.
So did Jared Verse.
Yeah. So the Eagles win this game. For anybody wondering, no, the Rams did not score any garbage time touchdowns.
Yeah, I would love to get a certain Eagles fan on here.
Yeah.
Just so we can just...
Colin is actively farting for like a couple seconds while he was saying
what that sound
was crazy. Saquon Barkley, you are now the father of the Rams. Two games this season against the Rams, over 200 rushing yards in both, two or more touchdowns in both, and two 60-plus yard touchdowns in both games. That's unfucking real.
And this was in the snow.
Yeah, in the snow. The second half was covered in snow. The field was covered in the second half.
You could not see a thing.
Yeah. Like Jalen Hurts had his touchdown before it really got like it wasn't snowing that crazy.
Wasn't his first drive of the game?
I think so. And this was on back to back drives. You had the Jalen Hurts 44 yard touchdown and then the 62 yard touchdown from Saquon. It was unbelievable.
Mm.
But Saquon also had a 78 yard touchdown. This game was crazy. Yeah. Super good game. The defenses really showed up. It lived up to exactly what we thought we were getting here. Hurts wasn't that bad. He just wasn't throwing downfield. He was 15 for 20, 128. At one point in this game, he had only attempted three passes over 5 yards and hadn't completed a single one of them. He got sacked 7 times as well for 63 yards. One of those, I think, was a strip sack where like they had to jump. Like I think Kenneth Gainwell jumped on it for the fumble recovery. But yeah, Hurts just was not throwing downfield. He got Goddard for 56 yards, but that was really the only key receiver in the game. AJ Brown had a couple one timely reception for a first down, but he had 2 receptions, 14 yards. Devontae Smith, 4 receptions, 21 yards. Garbage showing in the passing game. On the other side, Matthew Stafford looked vintage. Absolutely.
Looked like we saw Super Bowl Matthew Stafford.
Yeah, 26 for 44, 324, 2 touchdowns, no picks. He got sacked 5 times, but... You know, in the grand scheme, not as bad as what Jalen Hurts is doing.
That Eagles defensive line, man.
Yeah, they had to double Jalen Carter the whole game, or he was going to get through, and he actually ended up being the deciding factor with a sack by Jalen Carter. He was unfucking believable. I think he's another guy. I talked about on Friday that I think Nolan Smith's like a sleeper for like a defensive player of the year type player. I think Jalen Carter's right there. Jalen Carter is
there's a lot
so
of players
there.
On the Eagles defense that could yeah. be in the running.
Yeah, definitely. Kyren Williams, speaking of running, 19 carries, 106.
You couldn't get one more target?
Yeah, couldn't get one more target in the passing game, unfortunately. Though me and Colin were rooting for it pretty heavily. Shout out Matthew Stafford, 5-yard run.
Yeah, dude.
He was moving. He almost got the first, too. And then they ended up running for the first with Kyren, and I think they scored a touchdown.
Also, right how's Devontae Smith walking?
Yeah. He got absolutely
Jalen Hurts threw him the most, like, a worse hospital pass yeah. than what Jordan Love would yeah. do. It was insane.
It was pretty bad. Rams, receiving-wise, Puka, 6 receptions, 97. Great game for him. DeMarcus Robinson, 3 receptions, 74, with a 48-yarder. Kupp had a couple of good receptions. 5 receptions, 61, a long of 30. That catch was great.
Is that a season high for him?
Feels like it. Justice Hill, 5 rushes, 51 yards. Having a good day.
Damn.
We're going to get to this game in just a moment, though.
Who needs Derrick Henry, bro?
Facts. They should trade him to the Falcons. Bijan Robinson and Derrick Henry, dude.
Fuck.
That way we don't draft Cam Scataboo.
We would still draft him.
What?
Raheem Morris be like, yo, he could be our kick returner.
Yeah. Now we got a good kick returner. Shout out Avery Williams. Oh, nope. They do need Derrick Henry. They need Derrick Henry. All right.
I say a likely touchdown. Come on.
No. Get back to the game. One more play? All right. They're moving right now. Damn.
It's got to be a rushing touchdown.
Oh, while we're sitting here waiting. Beautiful no-look pass by Matthew Stafford in the first half of this game. Absolutely unbelievable.
Yeah, on this possession, they went 17-yard Derrick Henry run, 12-yard Mark Andrews catch, 22-yard Justice Hill run, 15-yard Derrick Henry run. Now this play.
So a good way to get first downs.
Don't run.
Yep, Derrick Henry, rushing touchdown. Fought for it, every inch of it. Damn. I also need to talk about
five plays.
Wow. Yeah, 5 plays to get that touchdown. I got to talk about Nick Sirianni's horrible clock management at the end of the half. It was actually unbelievably bad, and it's the reason why I still don't think that Nick Sirianni is a good head coach. It's things like this. Calls a timeout, then runs a play, which they end up losing yards, so they fail to stay in field goal range, then runs the clock down before calling a timeout, then attempts a Hail Mary because they missed out on the field goal and they ran out of time to run any plays. It was so bad, actually so bad, and then they get sacked again on the attempt at the Hail Mary. Just so garbage. Horrible play calling by Nick Sirianni. But somehow they still move on. So the Eagles will be taking on the Commanders.
Oh, shit.
Matthew Stafford says he'll take time to decide his future. I feel like with the way he just played, man. Yeah, there we go. But he noted he was playing some pretty good ball. He was playing good ball, man.
Come on, give us one more season.
It's just, I think for him, it's tough when you know how old you are.
Those hits just keep
those hits pile up. 5 sacks in this game. Those hits pile up.
He also got hit when he ran for that first down.
Yeah, but also like when you go out there and you say like, you know, goodbye or whatever for the day to your 4 daughters and your wife and you're 30 whatever years old, like sometimes it's just like, man, maybe I should just hang it up.
Nah, man, you know Stetson's keeping his wife company.
Jesus Christ. Shout out Kelly. Shout out Kelly Stafford. Yeah, no, it'd definitely be Jimmy G out of the
Nah,
of
Jimmy's gotta be at the field.
Yeah. Oh yeah, Jimmy Garoppolo's definitely getting with some beautiful women. He's a beautiful guy. Hand up. No homo. Can you say that?
He's a good looking dude.
Yeah, he's a great looking guy.
He's a good looking dude.
Yeah. He's hot. I'll say it. He's hot. Jimmy Garoppolo's a hot dude. What?
I don't like the way you said that.
Don't worry, Colin. I'll put the timestamp down.
What? I'm just being comfortable here. I could list all the guys that I think are hot if you guys really want to know.
Nah. Bro.
That can be an off-season.
ASAP Rocky.
I'll
next.
Put that in question.
Raw. What? Next question.
What? That's definitely going to be a next question time. I'm typing it right now.
Yeah. Hottest guys. Sam Hartman. Ravens Bills going on right now. We had a horrendous fumble by Lamar Jackson that went like straight backwards.
And a horrible interception.
Yeah, and a really poorly thrown interception as well. But that fumble was hilarious. And then Bills defensive lineman picked it up and got caught by, I think, Justice Hill that tackled him.
Did they fail the 2-point conversion?
That's hilarious. So the Ravens down 21-19.
Mr. Nathaniel.
Josh Allen already has 2 rushing touchdowns in this game. Mm. Lamar ran it to try to get the 2-point that they failed. So it's 21-19, 1 minute 30 in the third quarter left.
Yeah, by the look of these like offensive numbers, you would not think it's 21-19.
Yeah, well, and like Derrick Henry is only recently started turning it up. He started off like 5 carries for like 20 yards. Josh Allen, like I said, the 2 rushing touchdowns, but he hasn't really done that much in the running game outside of that. James Cook, 13 carries, 47 is not amazing.
That's not great.
Yeah. What?
Oh, did he just have a 10-yard run?
He just had a 10-yard run. Okay, so 14 carries for 57.
Well, I mean, while we're talking about it, you're more than welcome to throw the game on the TV.
That is true. Yeah, let's talk about the receiving numbers real quick.
They're not great.
Rashad Bateman off to a hot start. 3 receptions, 63, and a touchdown, a long of 42. Khalil Shakir, 5 receptions, 58 yards. He's having a good day. Isaiah Likely, already at 49 yards as well, and Mark Andrews, 26. Josh Allen hasn't really thrown the ball that much.
No.
Both quarterbacks really haven't either. They both got 10 completions.
Khalil Shakir is the only one getting fed for the Bills right now.
Yeah. Yeah, everybody else, 1 or 2 receptions. Nobody over 11 yards. Still haven't seen a target for Amari Cooper yet.
Probably won't.
Yeah, totally nor Keon good. Coleman. Yeah, no Keon, no Amari Cooper yet.
That's weird because I swear they threw to Keon Coleman on the sideline.
I don't think so.
They did.
Not that I remember.
I am 100% positive they did.
I don't know. It might have been something that got called back. Not sure. Von Miller was that defensive lineman that recovered the fumble off Lamar Jackson. Who got the interception? Was it Elam?
I think it was Rapp. Rapp? Taylor Rapp.
Yep, Taylor Rapp got the interception.
Woohoo!
All right, anything else that has happened in this game that we need to touch on?
No, sir.
Justin Tucker's made 2 field goals. That's impressive.
Wow. He's going to be...
Without missing one.
He's going to be an Eagle.
Baltimore has not punted yet, which is kind of crazy considering they're losing.
2 turnovers.
Yeah. Those turnovers hurt you.
Damn, it's already the end of the third.
Yeah, we're rolling. We might have a final before we're done here. I love a 6:30 start, let me tell you. A 6:30 start in the NFL is
awesome.
Yeah, it's
a lot of runs. A lot of runs.
Yeah, Baltimore and Buffalo, 25 and 24 carries, respectively. Okay, let's talk about some MLB stuff while we've got a chance here. Dodgers signed Roky Sasaki in the most surprising move ever, right? Wrong. Everybody knew it was going to happen, especially when the Padres pulled out of doing it. The Padres were going to use all $10 million of their international signing bonus pool money to get him. And as Colin informed me of, Roky's agents were telling him, do not go to the Padres because the organization is bad. Mm-hmm. Which is a good reason. You shouldn't just follow the money.
It's not very good development right now. A lot of turmoil in the organization.
Yeah.
Everybody wants out of San Diego.
And everybody wants in to the Dodgers. I was going to say Los Angeles, but nobody's going to the Angels. So Roky's going to get a $6.5 million signing bonus. He'll be on a rookie contract. Because like it's weird how it works because like typically like when Yamamoto came over last year, he's 25 years old when he came over, he doesn't have to be an amateur.
Yeah.
Whereas with Roky being 23 years old, he still counts as an amateur coming over, which means that he can only be signed with international bonus pool money. So, like, the Dodgers use $6.5 million. What is that?
If anyone was curious what to get me as a gift or anything.
A Roky Sasaki jersey?
That? Yeah, dude.
You should get the Japan World Baseball Classic one.
Nah, this is his NPB jersey.
Nah, the Japan one's awesome.
I'll take a Yoan Moncada White Sox jersey.
That does just look like a White Sox jersey, actually.
Kind of, with an M.
Yeah.
It's kind of sick. It is $192 US because it ships from Japan. Dang, so there's probably a lot of shipping.
No, that's bad.
That ain't that bad.
Japan baseball jersey store.
I could think of a lot worse ways to spend my money.
Definitely. Definitely. But also, well, you said it was 190 what?
$192 US.
That'd be an awesome parlay.
I wouldn't hit that parlay.
Hell of a parlay to lay down.
Yeah, but I wouldn't hit that
hit
parlay.
One parlay and he's jonesing for another.
I hit one
don't,
and I...
Don't say no like that's not true.
Look, everybody's jonesing for the next parlay to hit. You guys put in parlays thinking, oh, this thing's going to hit. Well, maybe Colin does. Colin definitely has put in some parlays and just been like, dude, what? This thing's hot ass. Like, let's go.
Thanks to certain apps, I can see these bets that Colin's put
in. We don't need to go through Colin's bets. But what we do need to do is talk about the fact that the Dodgers also got another pitcher, that being Tanner Scott.
Colin does have a 12-leg all-in bet going right now, and there's already been four things that missed.
I copied it.
Oof. You did.
Okay. Well, then that's fair.
I threw a dollar on it.
The Dodgers got Tanner Scott. 4 years, $72
million. Fuck.
Man, just give us a chance.
That's a real free agent that I would love to see be a Brave.
Yeah, and Tanner Scott does have some money deferred down the line. What a surprise. It's a Dodgers signing. And fun fact, the Dodgers have over $1 billion in deferred payments due for contracts. The next highest is the Mets at about $140 million or something. Red Sox about $135 million. And then nobody else has over $50 million in deferred money, but the Dodgers are over $1 billion. They're also so far into the luxury tax that only one other team is even going to be in the same luxury tax bracket as them, which is the Yankees, and it'll be like a difference of like millions. It's
they really trying to pay for another championship, huh?
Yeah, they're trying to buy a World Series. It worked last year.
Who's the first pitcher that gets hurt or misses time?
No, we're not doing that.
Yeah,
no, yeah. We're not predicting injuries.
Yeah,
not happening. Dustin May.
I know who it is.
That was good. He's just the easy answer.
James Cook.
Pass.
Did not cook.
There's a lot of pitchers to choose from.
I was going
to
say,
there's like 12 pitchers that could
be
in
this.
What would
be their five-man rotation?
Well, so people are saying they're running to six.
Yeah, okay, so what would be their six-man rotation?
Shohei.
Yeah, Shohei, Yamamoto, Roki.
Oh, dude.
It's already there. Snell. Is certainly probably number one in the rotation.
Snell?
Yeah. We don't need to worry about the order, but who else is there? You got Dustin May, Bobby Miller is obviously a
choice.
Don't
they still have Walker Buehler?
Yeah, no. He's gone. He's a Red Sox, right?
Yeah, that's right.
But they do have Tony Gonsolin's coming back.
Yeah.
He'll certainly be somewhere around there. Who else is on this depth chart that you're
Glasnow?
Fuck. That might be the top three. Glasnow, Shohei, and Snell.
And then you have
Yoshi and Roki. Who else is also there?
So the whole list is, or their order of it is Blake Snell, Yoshi, Tyler Glasnow, Shohei, Tony Gonsolin, Dustin May, Landon Knack, and Emmett Sheehan.
All right, the last two can
Landon
go
Knack,
to the bullpen.
Emmett Sheehan, your long relief for sure. So does that leave us with six, or is that seven?
If you left off Dustin
seven.
May, it'd be...
Dustin needs to be in the bullpen.
Yeah, Dustin May should probably be in the bullpen. He'd make a damn good closer, or like a setup man.
The setup man would be fucking filthy.
Yeah. Who is their closer? Am I stupid?
Isn't it Blake Treinen?
Yeah, they brought him back. That's right. Oh, and now they have Tanner Scott, so maybe they don't need a setup man. Because Tanner Scott might be the closer, and then Treinen can go back to being a setup man.
I fucking hate the Dodgers, bro.
Yeah, I hate them too. And let's keep talking about pitching and teams I hate. The Mets signed A.J. Minter to a 2-year, $22 million deal.
Oh, man.
He can opt out after 1 year. But how do you let him go?
Before TikTok went down, I saw like a tribute video for A.J. Minter.
Yeah. What kind of video?
No, not like if you like. But,
No, he does, I think. Oh, wait, no, you don't. Not from the sound you made. I thought you were making a different sound.
I'm confused.
Yeah, don't worry about it.
Yeah, we'll explain off camera.
Actually, go on a dirty website and look up tribute video. And you'll figure
out
the
answer.
Just
type in any name.
Yep. Actually, don't. To the people out there, don't. Just call them. Don't do it right now, please. AJ Minter, loved you with the Braves. You're awesome. Why'd you have to go to the Mets? That's my biggest thing.
Yeah.
Why do you have to go to the Mets of all teams?
You gonna play with the guy who said throw it again?
Maybe. Just depends on if they can re-sign him.
at this fucking point, he's going to be a Met.
Again. Yeah, probably. Well, they haven't gotten a first baseman to replace him either, so he probably will be. But yeah, AJ Minter, God, that pisses me off that we couldn't bring him back. We're having a historically bad offseason.
I hate you now, AJ.
Okay.
I can't wait for Ronald Acuna to hit a walk-off grand slam against you. You fucking bum.
Well, he's probably not going to be closing. He'll probably still be Edwin Diaz's job.
If Edwin Diaz can stay out of trouble.
Oh, whoa, what? What kind of trouble has he been? He was injured, but he's back. He's been back.
Dang.
Tyler Bass, field goal, puts Buffalo up 24-19. AJ, I wish you the worst. Sorry, bud.
Your shit's about to get rocked, dude.
Yeah. Good luck, man.
I have a quick question for you guys.
No.
Yeah.
I know this is sometimes a hot topic in sports.
No.
What sport do you think is like the worst to go to your rival team, and what sport do you think it's like, whatever, if they go to like a rival team? Because, you know, like soccer, I know, is one where like,
yeah,
you go to the rival.
Oh, you're fucked.
No one.
But that's because like the fans literally will kill you.
They live and breathe that team. And if you become a,
I think if we're talking, on that team, if we're talking American sports, it's baseball is the only one with real, like really ingrained rivalries. You know what I mean?
If Matt Ryan had gone to the Saints, I think I'd have to hate him.
Sure. But like,
it's not as bad as
it's
like
not
the
that
Braves
bad.
And the Mets because, or like the Braves Phillies.
Like we've gotten to a point now where like you play less division games than you used to, but like we still have to play Juan Soto 13 times a year.
I can tell you what, the Braves do fucking hate Bryce Harper.
Yeah.
Yeah, we do.
Exactly. That's what I'm saying. Is like the guys in your division really hated.
Why do you think me and Grayson always choose to go to the Phillies games?
Yeah.
And try to sit in right field.
Bryce Harper complimented Grayson one time.
That is true. But he was a National at the time.
Really?
And
he complimented my hair.
Really?
Yeah. I was in like, it was the last season of Turner Field.
That's awesome.
Yeah. Yeah. So 2013, I think.
So and I'm actually a fan.
I hope you threw your
I like Bryce Harper. I hate that he's a Philly and a National.
I love that he's becoming a TikTok.
Dude, I swear. Creator. I hate to say it. I want to make those bagels.
Yeah, they look good.
When he was
they
making really like the ranking, like when he was building his lineup.
Yeah, he was doing the like lineups and rankings and stuff. But yeah, he started cooking the last couple of weeks. Good video.
Shout out. He said.
What happened to his eye, by the way?
I don't know. He said Ronald Acuna was the best leadoff hitter.
Dude, he was glazing Ronald on that video. It was hilarious. Shout out Bryce
Harper. They always say when you do those ranking videos, you always have to glaze the people that you like play the most against.
Bro,
like,
but
that.
he hit Randy Arozarena with a .
Well, to be fair, very with funny. That lineup, he is.
Yeah, I think he said the same thing for Vlad. Which
nah,
is very
funny. No, he put Vlad at fucking five.
Yeah. No, he had Olsen at five, Vlad
no,
at six,
he,
I think.
He moved Olsen down
did he?
At the end.
It's crazy.
He had Kyle Tucker batting ninth.
Yeah, that's just how it ended up because he literally just did it in order. From the way it turned out pretty good order. Whatever.
Either way.
We're not breaking down his TikTok filter lineup. Last move that I have, at least of note, is Athletics signing Jose Leclerc to a 1-year $10 million deal.
Nice. Cool.
Yeah, it doesn't change anything. It's just nice to see the Athletics spend a little bit of money.
You're getting a closer that you didn't really need.
Yeah, no.
Because didn't they have Mason Miller?
Yeah, but Leclerc is going to be a setup guy.
Nah, sure. Hey.
Athletics are
don't up, sleep this year, bro. I promise.
Yep. Yeah, get that. Get that quoted, please. Don't sleep on the
They're
Athletics.
They're turning it around this year.
They turned it around last year. They were good.
They're going to be even better this year.
All right.
Trust. Brent Rooker is grabbing this team by the throat.
Yeah, and being like, if I'm going to be here for fucking six more years, we're going to win some damn games. That's a good point. Unfortunately, you can't make the other nine guys on your team do anything.
They somehow going to get Mark McGwire to dress out.
Yeah, I doubt that happens.
Shea Langeliers is going to be in the running for MVP this year.
Nah,
I'm just kidding.
Probably not, but
that's crazy.
He'll be good this year, I think.
He had a lot of doubles last year.
Yeah, I like Shea Langeliers a lot. There was a reason I really wanted the Braves to bring him up for a long time.
We just didn't, when we got rid of him, we just didn't need him.
Yeah, but we also, like, I always see people talking about, especially with William Contreras, why did we trade him? Why did we trade him? Pretty obvious why we traded him. We got Sean Murphy.
Yeah.
And when you look at them at the time,
Sean Murphy was
like one of the best defensive catchers in the league, and William Contreras was a horrible defensive catcher. It's just the Brewers are so good at coaching catchers. So, yeah, that's it for the MLB. I don't really have much else to say. There's just obviously not a lot going on.
And that's okay.
Yeah, still some moves to happen. Still waiting on Jack Flaherty to find a place now.
Been hearing some rumors.
Yeah, there's some rumors. Could be a Brave.
Also hearing some rumors about a veteran coming to the ATL.
Yeah, maybe he has two different colored eyes.
Mm.
That would be interesting.
I would definitely get that jersey. 100%.
Yeah. Max Scherzer Braves jersey would be tough.
Fuck yeah.
Red. Red Max Scherzer Braves jersey, for sure. I need to see Max Scherzer pitching in Friday Reds. I need it. I need to have Max Scherzer on this side of of the rivalries. Another guy that stayed in, he just kept wanting to be in this division. Went to the Dodgers for like a year, came right back. Okay, that's it for the MLB. Let's talk about the College Football Playoff National Championship game. Ohio State versus Notre Dame, Mercedes-Benz Stadium, Monday night. Ohio State 8.5-point favorites in the national championship game.
Listen, so I know everybody wants to shit on Ryan Day.
And?
Because he's a horrible fucking coach.
Yep.
He's not losing this one.
Probably not. But Marcus Freeman, fantastic coach. Not as good of a roster.
The only thing I could see is if they have it scripted for Notre Dame to win to, like, prove the whole, like, not playing in a conference thing.
Maybe.
Doesn't really matter.
Yeah, ah. But see the I'll hit you with the other end of the argument for the scripting. The guys that pay the TV money wanted to go to Ohio State because then there's a dispersal across the whole Big Ten rather than just giving money straight to Notre Dame.
Yeah.
So I think TV contracts wise, NCAA wise, they'd rather go to Ohio State.
I think it's going to start out really slow.
Really?
It's going to go to halftime like 9-6.
Oh,
I don't think there's going to be a single touchdown.
I think Ohio State probably gets one or two in the first half.
I don't know, because like Notre Dame's got a really good defense.
For sure. I think you have to put into question the victories that Notre Dame's had.
Nathan,
and I kind of talked about this.
Nathan told us to look at TV.
Yeah. I'm going to keep talking about Notre Dame until something here happens. Lamar is dropping back. Probably a deep pass. Oh, over the middle. Wait, whoa. Huh?
Oh.
Fumble. Mark Andrews? Or who is that? Yeah. Charlie Kohler?
No, it's
Mark Andrews.
Bills fumble by Mark Andrews. I think that it gives the Bills great field position.
Yeah.
There's the dude running on the field with the jacket.
What? Oh.
One of the bench guys ran out on the field.
Nice.
But yeah, no, I think Notre Dame's going to hang in there, but the second half, I think Ohio State's just going to turn it up.
Maybe. I think I talked about this right after the semifinal game. First of all, it's been way too long since the semifinal game. It's been like a week and a half. I kept forgetting this game was happening. I think this is too late for a college football championship game. It's almost February. It is way too late. I hate to do this. Could we maybe use Army Navy week?
We could.
Like, this is way too late. Way too late. Because, like, I'm way too bought in on the NFL.
Yeah.
Right now. To be focused on this.
I don't care about this. After tonight, we're going to be down to our last four teams in the NFL. I don't care about the fucking national championship.
Exactly.
Especially when it's a...
National championship should be settled by the time that the divisional game starts.
Especially when it's an independent versus a Big Ten.
Exactly. This game should have been on Friday.
No one fucking cares about this game.
No, they don't. And another reason why I think a lot of people outside of like that region of the U.S. and like Notre Dame fans,
no one's gonna be watching.
People are gonna watch. I'm gonna watch. It's just this is not an interesting championship game to watch if you're a common fan or if you're an NFL fan. Yes, there's players that are gonna be on the field that you want to watch because they're gonna be playing in the NFL next year. But This is the least interest, like least intriguing quarterback matchup that you can find in a national championship game. Last year, J.J. McCarthy, Michael Penix were both first round graded quarterbacks that ended up both going in what, the top 10 in the draft.
You know what this reminds me of?
What?
Stetson Bennett, Max Duggar.
But like Max Duggan and Stetson Bennett was interesting because there's a story. Stetson is the storied quarterback. He's a back-to-back he was going for back-to-back championships. That's at least something to talk about. And he was a Heisman finalist, and so was Duggan. Both of them were Heisman finalists. Will Howard and Riley Leonard are just average fucking quarterbacks. And they have been their entire college careers. They both made transfers to these two schools. And like, yeah, they got more notoriety, but did they really have that much better seasons? No, they just had more talent. I don't think either of these quarterbacks do anything for me. I think they're both at the best fifth-round draft picks. Like, that's all we're looking at here. I don't see why anybody would care about this game. I understand why I'm not interested. Yeah. It's just not fun. It's just not a fun matchup.
I think it's so funny when you look at their passing touchdowns.
Yeah.
Riley Leonard has 19 compared to Will Howard's 33.
And Will Howard also has 1,100 more passing yards.
Yeah.
Not that many more attempts. 30 more attempts, is it? That's kind of crazy.
But 50-something more completions.
Yeah. Well, Riley Leonard, we know he likes to run the ball as well.
What?
Yeah. I do think this is genuinely not interesting. And Nathan, I see you're looking up some kind of matchups in the college football playoff championship games or something, but viewership? What is our lowest viewership for a CFP championship? So that would be going back to 2014.
Would it be one of the Clemson?
Maybe. I can't think of a matchup people didn't want to watch. Because TCU was at least interesting going into it.
Mm.
Like, I don't think anybody thought they were going to win.
The lowest CFP playoff game has been
probably one of the Alabama ones.
No, it was the Orange Bowl.
Oh, so a semifinal.
Yes, it was a semifinal game of the Orange Bowl with Clemson and Oklahoma when Clemson won 37-17 in 2015. 15 million viewers.
Wait, 2015? Mm-hmm. So that was Baker, though.
December 31st, 2015.
Was that Baker or was that Kyler?
Baker was first, so it was Baker.
The highest was actually Ohio State, Alabama, January 1st, 2015, 28 million in the Sugar Bowl.
Wow.
And the only other game over 28 million was the Rose Bowl, Oregon, Florida State.
Do we have championship numbers?
No, it only shows me semifinals. I'm trying to see. That's what I was trying to see if I could find. Oh, okay. Wait, never mind. It's right here.
Here we go.
They just had it on a different tab. Highest was Ohio State, Oregon in 2015. So 2015.
Big year.
Big year for viewership.
Yeah.
Well, yeah, that was like the second
That was the first one.
Yeah.
Yes. Ohio State, Oregon was the first one.
Almost 34 million total viewers in that one.
Was that the Mariota lowest versus Cardale Jones?
Yeah.
Yes. The lowest was Georgia TCU with 17
which makes
million.
Sense. I think we're going to see a number around that. I think a lot of people aren't that interested in the matchup.
The
I think
range
it's
just 17 to 34 million.
I think what really hurts us is that it's the same region. These fans are all from the same place.
I think we're going to sit around like, I'm going to go like 18.6.
Yeah, I could see a number. I think we'll probably get close to 20. What would 20 million put it at?
Third worst.
Okay, yeah, that sounds
right. Ahead of Alabama, Ohio State in 2021 and right below Georgia, Alabama in 2022.
That's surprising that Georgia, Alabama in 2022 is that low, because that was a damn good game.
That was insane.
Yeah. That's kind of insane.
Last year's is actually the fourth worst.
That's not that surprising. Washington and Michigan is kind of
it's kind of weird combo.
Crazy is the Clemson Alabama three game series basically is kind of just dead center.
Yeah.
They all got about the same viewers. You went 25.297, 25.678, and 26.125.
It is interesting that we still haven't beaten the first one.
We haven't even gotten close.
Yeah.
I think it's because it was the first one.
But this is the first one for the 12 team. But I think because it's so extended, nobody's caring by the end.
Yeah, I don't care about college football anymore.
Yeah.
I'm not going to lie. Monday night.
Year's over.
Monday night does suck. Monday nights suck.
It always has been weird.
Yeah.
Like, you want to watch the game. Everyone's got to work.
College football is for the weekend, man.
Yeah.
College football is literally not played on Monday any other part of the year other than the championship. It's always been on Monday.
And it's been so annoying.
Yeah. Like, I think it sucks.
You know, our family, and I know you as well, Colin.
What?
We didn't watch those together when we were young. But we're always big football people when we were young, and it was always like, oh, let's watch the national championship game. Well, me and Grayson got to go to bed at, you know, for school the next
day.
Same
with the Super Bowl,
I know,
though.
Colin probably stayed up.
No, that was Monday night, bro. I wasn't even allowed to be over over there.
Well,
yeah.
That too.
I was at my dad's.
Like, it was you got to be in bed. You didn't even know the final score till the next morning. When you got up and saw an ESPN notification.
Yeah.
And then I saw my team lost and I had to hear about it at school.
Yeah, exactly.
Yep. I'm like,
so it was like, it was so weird. And like, there's so many kids who watch sports on TikTok.
Yeah, that's true.
But like,
no, if it was literally on this past Friday night, I think
I would say even if it was,
I think it would have been awesome.
A Friday or a Saturday.
Perfect.
It's fine.
Would have been perfect.
The only problem now is if you do it a Saturday, the NFL playoffs are going to be like, ha 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 ha. Fuck you.
What time is this game at? 7:30?
Probably.
It's a 4:30 start on the West Coast.
Kids are still at school.
That's what I'm saying.
People aren't even ASP.
People aren't even off work.
A 4:30 start on a Monday? Dude, I do not want to watch fucking Ohio State Notre Dame at 4:30 on a Monday.
People are sitting in traffic still.
Exactly. Well, probably not in traffic right now. A lot of people not at home. Right now on the West Coast?
There's still a lot of people that are.
Well, yeah.
That's fucking it.
Got to be considerate of those evacuate.
Their football
in a different time zone.
Their football team just lost.
They would be 4:30 there, is what I'm saying.
No, they might have moved over a little
bit. Oh, that's true. Yeah,
they might have made it over to 5:30.
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah. Their football team just lost. They're hurting.
That's true.
Right,
yeah, the Rams also did just lose.
Now they can go bet on college football.
Not in California.
Crazy thing. Their football team just went from being very hot to having to play in the freezing cold snow.
Yeah, that's a good point. Arizona to Philadelphia.
Yeah, I was talking about Arizona.
Yeah, I know. I was just going to play that off. I knew exactly what you were going for there, man. But I had to twist it a little bit. Back to Ohio State and Notre Dame. I don't think we should just totally buy in on what Notre Dame has achieved yet in this college football playoff run.
Fuck no.
Because first round, whatever.
Indiana, congratulations.
Yes, nice. You beat a team that literally nobody believed in. Second round, Georgia with a backup quarterback. We don't know if that was a good Gunnar Stockton or not. We also don't know if that was a good offense or not. It wasn't. Mike Bobo's running it. It was not
when
a good
Arian
offense.
Arian Smith is your wide receiver one.
Yeah, and all the drop passes. Like, I'm not impressed by Notre Dame for winning that game. It was not an impressive win. Penn State, they beat Boise State the round before. Not impressive. And they really didn't handle SMU the way I thought they would have. So, Notre Dame's victory is not impressive. Ohio State, on the other hand,
Tennessee
absolutely beat the brakes off Tennessee, which maybe isn't that amazing of a win. I don't think Nico's a great quarterback. That's probably the biggest problem. But
he was a top school in the SEC to finish the season.
Exactly. Then you do it against Oregon in like embarrassing fashion.
Yeah.
A team that you lost to earlier in the year, which already helps your case much better than what Penn State has put on or than Notre Dame has put on. Then after we see Texas and Arizona State's game, seeing the way that they beat Texas as well, another huge statement victory for Ohio State. Ohio State's run to this point makes them look 1,000 times better than Notre Dame.
Yeah.
The defense is leaps and bounds better. The offense, way more consistent, way more big playability. I think there's no doubt in my mind Ohio State wins this game, and they probably do run away with it. But I think they go for the same approach that they have these in all three of these games, and it didn't really come to fruition against Texas, but they still won, which is find Jeremiah Smith early. And if you can't find Jeremiah Smith, make big plays, because they're going to have to put a bunch of people on Jeremiah Smith to occupy him. You can be up 17-0 at the end of the first quarter if you play your cards right. If Chip Kelly calls a good first quarter of offense, if you've got a good first 15 laid out as Ohio State, you can be up 17-0 at the end of the first quarter because you can easily stop this offense from doing anything. And I'll give my score prediction right now. I think Ohio State wins this game 35-13.
Really?
Yeah.
See, I think a lot of people disrespect Ohio State, so I think they're really going to try to make a statement this game.
Yeah.
I was thinking more like 48-21.
I love it. I love it.
And I think like they're going to go up like it's going to be like 45-14 or like 45.
Yeah, it'll be
like
bad
10.
At some point. Yeah.
And then, as our friend likes to say, then you'll start seeing some garbage time touchdowns and everything like that.
Which is actually garbage time, by the way.
Yeah.
Actually garbage time. So, yeah, that's and that's where the college football season, I'm going to be honest, college football season ended conference championship weekend. Actually, no, quarterfinals.
Yeah.
Quarterfinals was the end of college football
season. It ended after the Texas-Arizona State game.
Yeah. Yeah.
What do you guys think they need to do to make people still care about college football this far?
Not expand it out?
Definitely don't expand it further. Oh, well, you can't go bigger.
No, I meant like... It's hard to say, but it's like it, like you said earlier, it's taking
it doesn't
too
need to be
long.
Yeah, it doesn't need to be dragged out like this. Like
so how do they fix it?
Week by just make them go week by week. Stop giving them extended breaks. I know it's tough to say, hey, just play a game every single week for all these, you know, 18 to 22 year olds, well 18 to 29 year olds.
Commanders but just like played on short rest.
That's what I'm saying.
Well, and they're playing every week of this season anyway.
Yeah.
Why do you need another week and a half to
that's what I'm saying. I know
different game.
I know it's like a big talking point with Army Navy week, but also like I don't care. Sorry. it's a great game. Paul Feinbaum's 100% right. It's a waste of football.
I would say how many people watch that? The viewership on that can't be
sure good. There's good viewership. A lot of people do watch that game. Even people that don't even necessarily care about football watch that game. But like it can be its own thing. Let them play at 3:30,
yeah,
or whatever. But like on Friday and Saturday of that week, run some fucking games. Like I don't get it. I guess probably not Friday. You don't want anybody playing on short rest after a conference championship game. But like, if you put Army Navy at noon, you could at least play two games on Saturday. Obviously, you don't want to play on Sunday. I don't know. The schedule doesn't... It's not perfect. I'd have to like actually look at a calendar and
I think one of the big parts that makes the viewership go down even further with it, you know, obviously dragging it out makes it go down.
Yeah.
Because people kind of forget about it, and then they're like, ah, whatever. I think the other thing is the fact that college football is... There's so many teams, and people are fans of so much random teams and smaller schools and... Mm-hmm. Other things like that is never going to help your viewership, but there's also no way around that.
Yeah,
but
no, you can't help that.
Final of Ohio State Notre Dame. Why would anyone on the West Coast watch this game?
Exactly. Why would anybody in the South watch this game?
Like, yeah, cool. It's the national championship. We get to see who wins. Personally, I don't care.
I don't care at all.
Like, I have no feelings towards either of these teams. And plus, one of them's an independent, so it's not even like, oh, my conference can win.
Yeah.
Because only one conference can win this game.
Yeah.
So it's like, how are you going to pull more people into this game when you have a team that isn't even in somebody else's conference where they could be like, oh, I hope this guy loses since they, you know, won our conference. We don't want them to win, or we want them to win.
Yeah.
And now it's like, all right, you have Ohio State who, yes, they've been really good of recent years. Great. Sure. Notre Dame, who's, you know, always here or there. It just depends on the year and who's on the team that year. But you now have them playing a month or 2 months after the season ended.
That's the problem.
It's so far out.
Rivalry week was almost 2 months ago.
Yeah.
What? Why? Like, what are we doing still talking about college football right now?
We're going to have two different presidents during this college football
season. Exactly. It's absolutely
Which sounds
absurd.
Funnier than it really is.
Yeah, it is. It does sound funny. Yeah, no, it's too strong. Like, it's too drawn out. I hate it. Hate it.
Shout out Brandon.
Yeah?
Yeah, his four-leg hit.
Well, shout out. So, yeah, we had all of our predictions and everything. Yeah, I think we're done. How far are we in? Just over an hour? Oh, yeah.
Should we run some Weddle?
Yeah, we're going to run some Weddle.
Me and Colin were having a heyday running Weddle last night at dinner. It was just me and him at the house.
But we were cooking.
We were cooking.
Okay.
We were doing good.
Nathan had an insane CJ Ham pull.
Yes, and Colin didn't get it because he
pulled
put...
CJ Ham?
Yeah, I was tugging him.
I was more thinking like pulled hamstring.
Oh, yeah, me too. Colin didn't get it because he typed CJ instead of C.J and didn't type ham at all.
I actually did. I did type ham.
Yeah.
I don't know if you did.
I did.
All right. Do we have the scene set up so that we could show them this or no?
No, we don't.
It's still set up for the live stream, unfortunately. Yeah.
Well, it's on that's a different profile, so it'd fuck everything up. Okay.
Well, then we can just talk about what it is. So. We like to play Infinite, where you have to start the next round with the person you got correct.
Yep.
So, we played a game before we started live streaming where Braylon Allen was the answer. Sorry to anyone. Actually, no, this comes out the next day. So, yesterday's answer was Braylon Allen, if you didn't get it.
All right,
starting with Braylon Allen.
We got an AFC, either quarterback, wide receiver, or tight end. He's taller than 6'1", by a good bit. The number doesn't really help us. It's a number higher than 0. And he's older than 20. He's around 20.
Okay, so
he's young.
You're probably looking at a young player. He's in the AFC or the AFC East? I'm colorblind.
Oh, he's not in the AFC East. He's in the AFC.
Okay.
The 20 in the AFC East are yellow.
Okay, got it. Let's go with...
He's taller than 6'1".
Let's go with... I'm trying to think of young wide receivers that are tall.
Doesn't necessarily
I know.
Have to
I just
be.
Think it's a wide receiver.
Troy Franklin.
No, I'm thinking why was I thinking AFC East teams? Fuck.
George Pickens.
Go George Pickens. I like that guess. I don't know if he's over 6'1" though.
I think he is. He's pretty tall.
6'3".
Not a wide receiver.
Higher, taller than 6'3"?
Might be a tight end.
Or a tall quarterback.
Did we prove that tight ends are in it?
I don't think so. Type a...
Yeah, just type in a tight end.
Tight end name.
Kelsey.
Yeah.
Yes. Okay, tight ends are in here. But younger than 23.
And it's...
Not in the north.
Not the north.
So west or south.
But it's a high number, so that's what's got me
taller
thinking.
Taller than 6'3".
So it's either the West or the South.
Is this Cade Stover? No, I'm not up, I don't think.
It's you.
I don't hate that guess.
Throwing that guess out.
Sure. Rocket. He's not on here.
All right. Cool. Nope. All right.
Another one.
I guess it's not Cade Stover.
I'm sitting here trying to think.
Yeah, AFC tight ends.
It might not be a tight end.
Could be a young quarterback.
Could it be a Kongwu?
No, they'd have to have a high note.
I have a guess.
Yeah, what's up?
Brock Bowers. Let's go.
Winner.
Let's go.
All right, so we'll do another one, starting with Brock Bowers.
That age, really.
That should have
helped me out.
Should have been an easy one.
Yeah. We start with Brock Bowers. Well, only thing we've got is a yellow on the age above 22.
And he's in the NFC.
Yeah, lower number than 89, lower or shorter than 6'4", not a tight end. And in the NFC, correct?
And their age is within 2 of 22, so they're 23.
How tall is Drake London?
Probably about 6'4 or 6'3, I would guess. Wait, what does yellow mean? Like, how
close?
So, with age,
three?
Means there it's within 2, is I think what we
okay.
Figured out.
And height as well?
Height will be, I think so. I think it's
okay.
Within like 2 or 3.
Okay.
So, it's you'll know.
I don't think it's Drake London then, because the height's too close.
My first thought when I see 6'4 under without yellow would be running back.
Yeah. That's fair.
But it could also be a 6-foot receiver.
Yeah. Got any guesses, Colin?
That's what I'm trying to think. That's why I like starting with numbers that's like in the middle.
Yeah.
Because it gives you a pretty good idea.
Not a lot of people who wear a middle number, though.
Yeah, but, in a skill position, yeah.
I don't know. This is... I'm sitting here...
Just unless you guess Justice Hill.
Yeah, I was like Damian Pierce. It's like 31.
Should we guess Bucky Irving?
Give it a rip. I think he might be 22, though. Ooh, okay.
NFC
South, 5'10". Older than 22. Number higher than number seven. So it's not Bijan.
Wait, this has to be like...
It's either a quarterback or a wide receiver.
Yeah.
This has to be...
Oh, yeah, it's not a running back. Quarterback, NFC South. Wait, 5'10", though. Bryce Young.
This isn't Penix, is it?
It's Bryce Young. Bang.
Pretty good.
Grayson's pretty good at this game.
Yeah. 5'10", not a running back. Pretty obvious.
He's close to
under 5'10". Got to be a running back.
Colin, this could be the same one that we had yesterday. Shorter than 5'10".
Who's a little ass dude? Colin Grant.
Man, me and Nathan are the same height.
5'10"?
I don't know what you're talking about.
Oh, you're back.
Would 5'10 be yellow or green for you guys?
Green.
Yellow with an arrow pointing up?
Yeah. Okay.
Oh, man.
It wouldn't even be green for me.
All right, so we have AFC.
Well away. It'd be black for me. So far off.
AFC. It's got to be a wide receiver. No, yeah. Or running back.
No, it could be a wide receiver. Could be. I don't know who.
What receiver is under 5'10"?
I'm giving us options. Not a tight end. I know that.
Like 24 or 25. So they're on the younger side.
Depends on when they came out of college. Could be a rookie.
Could be Michael Penix.
Yeah. I'm letting you get the first guess.
I'm trying to think about this. Because I'm trying to think number.
AFC. Probably a running back. Short munchkin little dude.
Short munchkin.
Nathan, would you like to
can
give
I just
a guess?
Yeah, can I give a guess? I just have one.
Yeah.
Isaiah Pacheco.
We can just fire
There's
guesses.
No
whenever.
Way he's under 5'10".
He's pretty short.
He is. It is a running back. Who is 25 in the AFC?
I had that part.
What was his draft class?
Spot on.
Should have probably guessed a guy with a higher number.
How old is Chase? 10. Chase Brown.
He hasn't been around that long. I feel like 25 makes sense for Chase Brown.
Rip it, Nathan.
He wears number 32, so that makes sense. Okay, lower than 30. Oh, he's 24. Damn.
Still, we need someone. You guys have done a 5'10". Good job, I guess, in 5'10", guys. Colin knows.
And it's not.
Colin knows his 5'10", boys.
But we're the same fucking height.
The West or North.
You keep saying that. It's just because your hair is fluffed up.
South.
Right now.
AFC South or AFC East. Running back. Young guy. Well, not necessarily young, but relatively young. Damn. AFC East.
This
Devon Achane?
Yeah, I was about to say. But doesn't he wear 28? So wouldn't that mean yellow?
Or is he 26? Yeah, do it, Chan.
Yeah, just rip it.
Okay, we know it's AFC East. He's way too young. And still shorter than 5'9".
How?
Someone who's 5'8".
It's in the AFC East. Wait a second. No. It's not Braylon Allen again.
It's not Breece, is it?
No, Breece is like 6'1".
Breece is big.
All right, so we think about the team. So
Patriots.
You have Ramondre and Antonio Gibson.
Yep. How short is James Cook? Oh, wait, what about Ty Johnson?
Ray Davis?
Ty Johnson was number 22.
Ray Davis?
Ray Davis, I think, is younger than 25. He just came out.
You can rip Ty Johnson. It's definitely Ty Johnson.
I don't know if he's that short.
He's 5'10".
Oh, what? Who else is there?
It is a Buffalo person.
James Cook's not 5'8".
Well, but it's a number higher. Makes
sense. Oh, yeah.
I feel like we got to try Ray Davis.
James Cook, what Ray, Davis, Ray Davis, Ty Johnson.
20-something.
Who else is on that team?
If he's low 20s, it could work.
I think Ray Davis is 22.
Wait. Oh, yeah. If Ty Johnson's 26, Ray Davis is 22.
And Ray Davis is short as fuck.
Is he?
Yes.
Okay. Yeah. Let's do it. Just did not think he was 25 already. He must have got a COVID year and a red shirt, maybe?
Bang.
Good shit.
Let's do one
Took
more.
Took a lot of deductive reasoning there.
Oh. Yeah, running back.
I already got a running back. Over 5'8 was kind of a gimme, but he's not that tall.
Saquon?
I think Saquon is over 5'10, maybe.
I think he's just trying to get information.
NFC.
High-ass number.
I think 5'10 is the height.
Probably.
NFC. Higher number than 28. Running back. So we're looking
an older
at
running back.
30s. Yeah, we're looking at a number in the 30s above 29 years old. So 30-year-old running back.
What number,
shorter than 6 foot.
What number does Kamara wear?
NFC. Kamara wears 41. It's a good shout. You want to run it? It's all yours.
Sure.
Mm. Mm. So under 41. So we're in the 30s, like I guess.
It's the West or the North? Oh, Aaron Jones?
Hey, chill out. Chill
sorry,
out.
Sorry, sorry. sorry.
Aaron Jones?
If this is Aaron Jones, I'm going to cry.
It's probably not. No, it's...
We'll do one more then. We'll go for 5 in a row.
I thought it was going to be Josh Jacobs.
No, because Josh.
Oh, no, he wears 28.
They're 30.
28. Wow.
Oh, fuck. What the hell?
In the NFC.
Yep. Who's 30?
Taller, low number.
You want to start this one, or are you?
Yeah, I'll go first.
Do you know 30-year-olds?
NFC North, 30-year-old.
That's correct. That's correct. He's not in the NFC North. He's in the NFC.
Oh, yeah, just the NFC. So not the NFC North.
Shit, 2-point game.
I think Chris Godwin's 30. Chris Godwin?
Isaiah likely got a touchdown.
Wow.
Bang!
Chris Godwin?
Why?
Oh, wait. Number's lower than 30. Yeah. Chris Godwin. Sorry, I had to think about that for a second. What? Chris Godwin not on here? Fuck. Not playing enough games this year?
Not touching.
Guess not.
Oh, okay.
They failed the 2-point conversion, too.
No,
why do they
so
keep
the
failing 2-point conversions?
The Bills have the ball with a minute 30. And
what's the score?
25-27.
What is it?
25-27.
25-27 Bills.
Have one
right now.
Timeout. Bills have two.
Okay. So we're going to see an onside, I would assume.
Gotta be.
NFC.
How old's Mike Evans?
Older than 30.
How old's Adam Thielen?
Older than 30. I think he's 32. Fuck. Going first is so weird.
you just gotta get some good information that that can kind of get you these numbers.
Yeah, NFC West. Geno Smith? I think he's around 30.
Not NFC a QB West. In the NFC West.
And you were close 34. To 6'3".
Fuck. Monk.
It's got to be a receiver or a tight end, though.
Yeah. We're lower than 6'3".
And their number's between 32 or 31 and 9.
So it's not a tight end.
Probably not.
Probably not.
How long is D? No, because they would have gave us Seattle.
Yeah.
And I don't think it's anybody on... The Cardinals.
Wide receiver, 30-year-old wide receiver. on the Cardinals.
It's not Greg Dortch because he's short.
Yeah. Marvin Harrison's not 30.
This,
no, he is not.
When did Ayuk get drafted?
Ooh.
This could be Ayuk.
I don't mind that.
Throw it in there.
Yeah. Give it a rip. It's Y-U-K.
That's what I thought.
A-I-Y. U-K. Wait. No, he didn't play enough games this year, I guess.
Damn. That's crazy.
I thought that was a good one.
What number does Debo wear? One?
One.
One.
All right, so it's not him. Yeah, I don't think he's around 6'3".
So at least the Rams.
Yeah.
Cup.
I feel like he's older, isn't he?
No, I think that's Cooper Cup. Oh. Oh.
Team's right.
It's DeMarcus Robinson. Motherfucker.
Whack ass.
If not, I know who it is.
Whack ass one to end on.
Crazy.
DeMarcus Robinson's crazy one to end on.
All right, perfect time.
Yeah, lining it up.
About to see the onside kick right here. While we're waiting on the onside kick, make sure you subscribe here on YouTube. Follow us on Instagram and on the podcast platforms and on TikTok since it's back. Onside kick. Kicked really softly and easily. Recovered by the Bills. Baltimore's only got one timeout, so it looks like the Bills are
going to win this game.
But in the meantime, like I said, make sure you guys are subscribed, like, comment, turn on post notifications here on YouTube, and follow us on Instagram, follow us on TikTok. Join the Second Short subreddit, r/2ndandshort.
Oh, could have got tricky right there.
Yeah. Good work by, was that Rasul Douglas?
Yeah.
On the recovery. Kincaid with a little.
Bro, I needed like 4 more yards from Curtis Samuel.
Yeah.
And I would have got $100.
I think all my parlays were like long shots. I think I only did one for this one, for these games. Still, absolute garbage parlay by me for this game. Whoa, whoa, whoa. Ty Johnson, chill out, bro. There you go. Slide. Good idea. Okay. Yeah, Colin, fun fact.
Oh, shit.
Give me a second. Keep talking. Guys, please don't watch the College Football Playoff National Championship. Second and Short's officially boycotting it. I made that decision today. I guess, like, other housekeeping things, we are going to go live for the Super Bowl. That is going to be – so instead of a Second Short episode coming out on February 10th, we will be live for the Super Bowl. I'll remind people at the beginning of an episode here coming up because – sure, some people are not still hanging around here at the very end of this episode to hear this news. So we're going to be going live for the Super Bowl. I think we're going to get Mike back here again to do the Super Bowl live stream with us. And we're also going to take like a 2-week hiatus from the podcast itself. We're still going to have 2 videos coming out those 2 weeks. I'll give you the exact date. So we'll have an episode coming out on Valentine's Day, February 14th. And then we won't be back until March 3rd, which is perfect because the NFL Scouting Combine finishes on the 2nd. So our first episode will record on the last day of the Combine, and that will come out on the 3rd. And then, we'll be full swing into draft mode right there. I think the following Wednesday, I think the 12th is what I'm aiming for, releasing my first mock draft of the year. Very excited for the first mock draft of the year.
Just wait till you see mine.
Yeah, I think we're all going to get real in on the mock drafts. I'm kind of thinking about each of us having a mock draft video that comes out. Each of us have a solo mock draft video that we shoot. Might be the plan for draft season because we've got all of March and all of April and then the draft on the 24th of April. So a lot to look forward to there. So, yeah, we're going to take a 2-week break from the actual podcast episodes just because it's a downtime. And honestly, I think all of us need a little bit of time off from this. It's been it's always so much fun, but it's also exhausting to do these episodes twice a week.
Working
over and over and over. Yeah, working full-time jobs and doing this over and over again. It's a pleasure see what you guys give us in return and the appreciation you have for the episodes, but it's also exhausting to do this for like 2.5 hours, twice a week for me, once a week for Colin, and once a week for Luke. It's a lot to keep up with. So we're going to take that 2-week break. We're going to come back, hit the ground running, and probably won't take a single episode off until, like, depending on the schedule, maybe like 4th of July. I don't even know. I can't even think that far ahead. The 4th of July is a Friday, so maybe we do take that episode off. That'll be a me and Luke conversation to have. But, Colin, fun fact us, please.
Oh, are you ready?
Sure am.
I scrolled past it. All right, so I got two.
Okay.
Number one, you know, once a chicken lived without its head for 18 months.
Wow.
Like
I did know that they could, I knew they could function without their head. Didn't know they could go for 18
months.
That's crazy. Huh. All right.
Wild.
Did it run a lot? That's like the expression, running like a chicken with its head cut off.
I don't know. It just said his brainstem was still very functioning.
Okay.
And it's just, all right, number two.
Weird ass chicken. Next.
The world's oldest dog. Do you know how old it lived to be?
I'm going to go 30.
Very close.
Really?
29 and a half.
Wow.
Years old.
What kind of dog?
Australian cattle dog.
Shout out.
Named Bluey.
Nice. Shout out Bluey.
Yeah. With the average age of dogs is 10 to 15 years.
Yeah. That's why I just kind of doubled it.
So 30-ish.
Yeah. Shout out. Shout out Bluey.
Shout out Bluey.
The show as well, I guess. I've heard it's a hit. Yeah.
Should we watch an episode?
No. All right, guys. We're going to get out of here. I will see you guys on Friday's episode with Luke, Colin, and Nathan will be back here next week to recap the AFC and NFC championship games. I guess Colin's rooting for the Eagles, but we'll be recapping those games next week. And we appreciate you guys for hanging around.
In case y'all did want to know, I'm rooting for the Commanders.
Good. Do you have a Commanders jersey to wear? Oh, yeah, you have Terry McLaurin.
Terry McLaurin's jersey.
Washington football team jersey to wear. All right, we are going to get out of here. Colin just bombed us with a fart. So we're going to see you guys later. Enjoy the football. Enjoy the national championship if you're actually going to watch it. And we'll catch you guys later.
Peace.
Peace.